what happened to you guys in New Orleans with Drew Brees? Do you hope that your defense can do something this week to make a rookie quarterback look a little bit more like a rookie?
Well, I believe that's the intent. That's the goal. Not just the quarterback. You've got a heck of a ground game you got to stop. So physically, we have to defend a very good rushing attack. We have to defend tight ends, multiple tight end sets again. We do have outstanding receivers down the field. We have a couple of backs that they'll run at us. So we've got a lot to defend. But overall, do we expect and is our goal to play better sound defense? Yes, certainly it is.
College, you know, when he's in his first year, not knowing what to expect versus, you know, planning for a veteran?
Well, only because there's a limited amount of tape that you have, but you do have quite a bit of resources as you're speaking, and the knowledge of how you groom a young quarterback is obvious. I mean, I think the running game, the play action pass, allowing him to move with the nakeds and the nudes and all of those type of things. That's where they start, and don't forget it. He is a force to run the ball if he decides to pull it down.
Can you just talk a little bit about Dwayne Harris and being carted off and coming back and the toughness?
Well, he's a tough guy now. He, if at all possible, he's going to go under any circumstances. And he did have the ankle injury, and he got to the sideline and he regrouped and felt like he could contribute and came right back out and played. So. He is a tough guy, and that's a good example.
Tom, what did you see from Jason Pierre-Paul yesterday? And how's that look?
He practiced well. You know, this would be nice to have 2 days in a row. He got a lot of work on both sides. He played at end for the defensive unit, also played some scout teams. So we're looking forward to extending that today.
Prince came out okay?
Prince worked well. Yeah, he did. You know, we still have to hold him in that range that I mentioned to you. Yeah.
Is the tough part of that injury the idea of the physicality? Once you put him out there, you got to make sure he's ready.
You're talking about
Prince with the upper body. You can't really simulate the kind of tackling that.
No, it's difficult. You wouldn't want to do that right now anyway, because he's under control. You know, he's kind of, as much as the strap was down, he did have his hands up kind of high a couple of times yesterday, and did a nice job with it, and didn't look like it was something that was really affecting him or he was thinking about it anyway. So that was good to see. The idea, of course, is to get him going and get him in position where he's maneuvering as a defensive back will maneuver, so that when he does get the green light, he can go.
Is it also a situation where, because of the way he plays, I mean, his style is a physical kind of style. It's not like he's, you know, that corner who just wants to go out there and play and cover.
Yeah, but it's dictated by the injury.
Are you more getting him ready for next week?
Well, we're getting him ready, and when we get the green light, we'll be all set.
Jason talked yesterday about being right-handed, and now he's got to put his left hand down. How much of a difference is that for a football player?
It's different. These are the things that have to be worked through. You know, the you know, what he wears on the hand, you know, how we can adjust that to make him more comfortable, how he can use it. You know, I was thinking of putting a baseball bat over there myself, but... You know, all those things have to be worked through so that he's comfortable and he's ready to go. He did, you know, use the hand yesterday in some contact work. So, I mean, that part of it doesn't appear but he hasn't put it down yet.
But, I mean, that's more push-off than anything?
Yeah, stance and gathering himself to come off on the ball. You know, I mean, it is, you can put your head to the inside when you put your left hand down, but it's you know, it's different for him. He has to work with it.
The glove he has now, that's what he'll go into the game with?
They're working on that all the time. So I wouldn't say it's a done deal right now. Okay?
Disappointed in always rookie year, kind of, you know, just the way it's
unfolded. Well, disappointed in the fact that we didn't get to consistently work with him, you know. The missed time definitely affects a young player, without a doubt, especially in that position. And it just, he needs more work.
Is that why Schertz and Meyer work? No matter what, he'll get a couple of meetings.
Well, he'll be with us. He'll be right here. He'll be in the meeting rooms. He'll be on the field with the trainers, et cetera, trying to get himself to the position where he, you know, eventually can go again. But being around it is the thing that's important right now.
Tom, how far away is Beeson?
You know, all I know is what I'm told, and he couldn't work today.
Is he having tests done or anything?
I think the tests are pretty much done.
Yeah.